Top Gunners.
I'm one fan now. What did they happen now, man? Up Gunners Pigeon Podcast, man. I got to need one fan now. What did they saw? By the way, my name is Nabuchi. If you call me the Labba Master, man, don't they want to do this one, Chabona, because the Arsenal, they used to have the vex person. Ah, God. Arsenal, they affect me mentally, spiritually, emotionally, everythingly. But right now, I won't just talk about this stuff. What did Arsenal go do to change the situation? Honestly, right now, it is simple like A, B, and C, bro. Very, very easy. Sack the fucking manager, bro. That's the only situation. But the manager don't know anything. Simple put. Sack the manager. Let Unai Emery go. Nobody say, I do gra-gra. From day one, is when they appoint this man. I remember, I did for radio that time. When they appoint them, they shot. This man, if we take Arsenal, go anywhere. Because one, yes, he win trophies of Valencia. Yes, he win trophies of Sevilla. But these teams, they'll be average teams. An average manager go do well for average team. Sheka when he go B club. When he go Russia, Spartak Moscow. 3 months, then Saka. When he go PSG. Only coach we no win league. Only coach we no win league. And right now, we can the manage Arsenal. If Unai Emery, they manage team like Everton, team like West Ham, even the Tottenham Hotspur, guy, that guy go create magic. No jokes. But Arsenal too big for him because Arsenal get players way big. He know if he handle big players. And tactically, in they useless. Check out Arsenal right now. If Arsenal attack, Arsenal did trouble. If Arsenal defend, Arsenal did trouble. Arsenal no fit do anything, no decide trouble. Arsenal no fit do anything concrete. Because the manager no get sense. The players don't tire. Check their body language, you go know. The players are frustrated. No be matter of personnel. Now matter of the person in charge. Talking about being in charge. Arsenal right now, they good stages. Good stage in the sense, we say, they get guys in top now won't make things happen. Rahul, fantastic guy. There's family there. There's Edu there. So these guys, they know what they want to do. Guys, this is a problem. I appoint this man. So Arsenal right now get stability for the executive section. Stan Kroenke and Amumusha, but end up we go run the club. And also, like Tony tell me, Arsenal right now, they want to stick to the manager. According to the report, David Elston bring us. Arsenal wants to go to the manager. Make a bust your brain. A club like Arsenal never in their life could come out and tell you, see, they want sack coach. Arsenal, they tell the press, within Arsenal wanted the press. The press no fit outsource Arsenal. And if you don't observe for a long time, players who Arsenal decide, nobody they know. You go join your boom shakalaka. Arsenal don't sign player. Nobody they know say Arsenal won't sign player. So that's Arsenal for you. Arsenal will come out one day, come talk, say, hey, Labba, we want sack coach. It's impossible. But as the situation they like this, if all of them get sense, they go down the search for manager. Sack this man right now, international break day. And Unai Emery, if you get small shame, sack yourself. If you get small shame, sack yourself. If you get sense, sack yourself. Because it be like, say, this yourself, where you did gone last one, you don't get sense. That's the only solution for Arsenal right now. Nothing else. The coach is the problem. Arsenal right now don't get their best team in years. But the coach, they hold down all the players. See United, poverty squad, United, they play past Arsenal. If the teams they go this way, Arsenal, go relegate to Nobijoko. My name is Nabuchi, by the way. May I just make a rant small. Make on an overs at the para these days. And Arsenal, the cause. Labba.
Okay, great day to you now, my fellow Up Gunners fans. And my name never changed. My name is Remed. That angel wanna get wings. That angel wanna the fly. But I tell you, yes, of course, being a fly boy. My name is Archangel Gabriel. All right. Based on our games, we don't happen so far so good. I'd be very, very disappointed with everything that happened for inside Arsenal right about now. All the whole issues, all the whole palaver that happened. I'd be highly disappointed. Then going by our last game between us and Leicester City, that was one of our biggest disgrace again between us and Leicester City. I call them one of our biggest disgrace because of one. Jamie Vardy, don't start waiting Didier Drogba when you do against Arsenal before he retire. Remember that time where even if we the winner, even if we beat, we go win Chelsea. Didier Drogba must call us. Now we team don't start already with that. Jamie Vardy, whether they win or we win, that one is none of his business. He need to make sure say he need to score Arsenal. Now that aside, our performances that day, we used the best leg of the season. As far as I'm concerned, as far as my belief stands, now one of the score though, you know, they cry for week in, week out, say make Emery use be that and him use on that day. We still don't get any result. Now, where's the issue coming from? The manager. Unai Emery has gotten every tactics in Arsenal wrong. He don't get everything virtually wrong. Beginning from last season, forgive me because I don't see that. I never saw it coming. But that last season alone, self in selection, if not because of patience, I was start Chausam that time. But with what did happen right now, clearly shows that he's not competent of his work. From the issue happening between him and Mesut Ozil as of then, we right now don't in a way they resolve because in the use Mesut Ozil, to down to the how they happen between him and Granit Xhaka shows clearly where that he is not competent enough to be a good leader in Arsenal. I don't understand the reason why right about then they froze Mesut Ozil, Granit Xhaka, because of that particular issue been happen. He's not a father at all. If a son misbehaves, if a son happens to do anything wrong, is this the best method to treat the son when you know you need him? I need to say we really, really need him because he never did too good for this particular season. But then to an extent, at least there should be an iota of respect for the man. Granit Xhaka don't come out to give him reasons as to why what may happen may happen. I don't come out to apologize for what may happen will be happen. The two of them, they're wrong. The fans and Granit Xhaka, they're wrong. But to an extent, for Granit Xhaka to come out to apologize, it don't be. What do you need that way forward? We are getting no result this particular season. You are there punishing one player or the other. You understand? As for me, going by the whole saga that happened for Arsenal, I see no reason why Granit Xhaka need to leave Arsenal, because speculation when they come out say he will go by January. Speculation when they come out say the last game between us and Crystal Palace may make that kind of issue. Now it last with that. Speculation when they come out say he will get any match again to play for Arsenal. Why? Issue we're not supposed to forget about. It don't happen. We need the result. If we start seeing result now, we'll forget about that issue completely. But because the result didn't come, we'll steal the bandy over that issue. Emery, no, they're competent enough to rule Arsenal. Emery, no, they're competent enough to manage Arsenal. Emery, no, they're competent enough to handle Arsenal. Statistically, performances, result, zero. Selection, zero. All we need right now is for Emery to walk out. Now for the management or the board to sack Emery right about now, because I don't see anything with Emery will produce for Arsenal right about now this season. If we continue like this, my guy, may not worry. Even Europa League, we're not going to make up. I just hope, say, drastic measures and actions will be taken upon this manager. What did they call Ena Emery? My name never changed. My name said, man, that angel will not get wings. That angel will not fly, but I tell you, yes, me not fly boy. I'd agree to know.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you to follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. We go to do contests from time to time, so you go get followers to take win anything on top our contest there. Don't forget say you fit download the Anchor app. The Anchor app now where you fit take here our podcast. That one day for Anchor.fm. If you download them for your phone, you fit there access them on top your PC as well. So we day on top Anchor at Anchor.fm/UpGunnersNG. Anchor.fm/UpGunnersNG.
UpGunners!